This is a strawberry moonshine. Which, I don't know. I guess it's the thing that gay bootleggers used to drink. Well, I'm gonna open with a little folk song. It may not sound like a folk song since it doesn't have a boots, 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 boots beat to it, but. I was born and raised in East Virginia. North Carolina, I did go. There I met a pretty young maiden. Name and age I do not know. Of a light brown color, her lips they were a ruby red, and on her breast she wore white lilies. Where I long to some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine, than to see her with another. Oh, I know she. With another, oh, I know she'll never be mine. All right. Let the satanic Norwegian death metal commence. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sitting. I want to say something, and it's not cute, and it's not fucking funny. It's not really meant for your entertainment. But if you're making fucking millions of dollars off the artifice of some old-timey bullshit, and you're wearing vests and fedoras, and you have a huge platform, and you've made a comfortable living for yourself, and you've got a couple Priuses in the driveway, you have a fucking responsibility to the music that you claim to play to say something that fucking matters. This shit is so fucked up. And give up this me, 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 silly, I work at a coffee place bullshit. At least once. But I'm not a folk artist. I just got invited here because I'm white and I have a beard. And there's some acoustic guitar in my album. Look at Hollywood, here I come.
Sunset strip. Oh, yeah.
crazy, man. People used to get blacklisted by their government for playing what was considered folk music. Now people get ushered into the upper tier of luxury and acceptance from the mainstream. And we have our folk festivals and standing memorials to human nationalistic imperialism. Test and it's all just smooches and cinnamon buns from here on out. You guys are a wonderful crowd. Onward and upward, friends, to a brighter tomorrow for all humanity.
Strawberry moonshine, made in a loft somewhere in Brooklyn, with distribution to boutique markets. Don't you love that old-timey font?
Now's a good time to reach into your cooler for another carafe of white wine. I'm sorry. I love you. Love you? Yeah, I don't know. Thank you, friends. Right? That's a cause I can believe in. Okay, a few more MP3s to play for you. Thank you. I've waited my whole life for God to come down from the heavens in a silent, private moment and give me some advice. And the last thing I expected for him to say was smoke cigarettes. But I think I just got born again.
With the help. That's Benji Lysett on the banjo. It's Jeffrey Keaton Moon on the washed up bass. It's Chris Darling on the dobro. Talking about some Kyle Flynn on the pain and sorrow. And Aaron Spursky on the ground. This next song is what I consider to be a folk song, in all seriousness. I know it's been fairly glib between you and I thus far. But you forgot that I told you how much I loved you. Remember? Try not to think so much about the truly staggering amount. Josh Tillman of oil that it takes to make a record. All the shipping, the vinyl, the cellophane lining, the high gloss, the tape and the gear. Why? With what's a criminal volume? You guessed it, an oil that it takes to paint an awesome album cover on a t-shirt. The acrylic, the varnish, aluminum tubes filled with latex. Solvents and dyes.
dwell so much upon how it won't be so very long. From right about now that they laugh at us for saying a bunch of
liberalism was functional. Remember when it was a functional fucking social parasite? Not anymore. Now I'm just and another thing. You guys have a really You guys have a lot of perseverance. I appreciate it.
Go to you.
You remember those Muppets that would sit on the balcony? Two Muppets? It's kind of what I think about my purpose in life. Doesn't always go so well. Okay, let me grab my G chord machine and then when I was a young boy, I had this dream about shitting all over a very important cultural institution such as this, and wow, now it's all coming true. Wow. Have you guys had fun? Are you all camping? Are you guys, is it like a camping thing, or is it just a... You just go back to the yachts and get a good night's sleep. Man, I really missed white America's cultural warrior moment by about a year. I'm gonna start calling it like Occupied Josh Tillman stage time. It'll be my personal crusade. The song is called Freebird, and I wrote it a long time ago. And I think it really speaks to a lot of the issues I've been bringing up so far today.
Well, it took me to the movies. It took me to the dance. It took me to your warehouse, tied up in the back of your van. I'm in love with a woman again. Well,
This is a new song that is called Bored in the USA. I think it's about something.
How many people rise and say, my brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've got a represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt. By tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people oh good, the stranger's body's still here. Our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my warps and fades, and I suspect you feel the same. When I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part? Can I get my money back? Just a little born in the USA. A subprime loan. I'm a craftsman home. Keep my prescriptions filled. And now I can't get off. But I can kind of deal.
Let's hear it for this band again. Seems like a good time to appreciate the band. Alright, it's been a pleasure. There's just a few more of these things and then we're on and up. You know, no pun intended, it's so refreshing after a decade or more of tyrannical corporate iced tea companies for there finally to be an iced tea company that implements corporate ethics and morality into their bottling and distribution tactics. And it's also an added bonus that it's a pun that phonetically works with the word honesty. I am so goddamn glad I lived in the time that I lived in. Satan's minions and the man himself got kicked out of paradise just for raising a little hell. Yeah, nobody likes doing evil. Lonely job to do. So even those guys, they all went out, got matching friendship pentagram tattoos. Oh, a companion.